You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Sasha Woodruff, in for Gemma Gaudette. Okay, so you've planted an outdoor vegetable garden, maybe it was your first time, and now it's time to harvest. But how do you know your zucchinis are ready, and what do you do with all of them? And are your tomatoes still safe as morning chills creep in? Is there still time to grow another round of greens before it gets too cold? So many questions. So to help us answer some of these is Jamie Brennan. She helps people in Boise get started on their gardening journey. Welcome back to Idaho Matters, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the first question, seriously, what do we do with all these zucchinis? I am overwhelmed. I'm giving them away. I'm making things, but seriously.
I got you. I actually put, I think, 7 of them through a food processor last night and filled it all the way up. I made zucchini pasta last night. I froze 4 cups and then I put 4 cups in the fridge for some zucchini bread. And then I walked out in the garden and there were 2 more this morning. So overwhelmed for sure.
They are definitely like monsters that grow overnight. When do you know it's about time to harvest them?
Yeah, so zucchini is a fruit in my garden nomenclature. I have greens, herbs, roots, and fruits. And so those fall in the fruit category, meaning they come from a flower. So when they grow, they kind of grow in like a torpedo shape. If you've ever seen them sort of beginning to grow in the middle of the growth stages, they just seem a little tapered towards the blossom end. And then once they kind of round out, you're looking for an even shape, an even color. That's usually what I look for. And then a lot of that is also size. I don't really like large zucchini. They get kind of woody and hard. Same with cucumbers, things like that. So look for a bit smaller than you would see in the grocery store, but just sort of the size that you want to be eating it at.
Right, because sometimes you come out and you think you've gotten them all, and then you have this one that's like the size of a large club.
Yeah, I have someone in my garden club who put hers next to her 75-pound husky, and the zucchini was about the size of its abdomen. So,
Do you have any favorite zucchini recipes?
Yeah, I make this zucchini butter pasta that's super easy. It's a recipe from Smitten Kitchen, which is one of my favorite food blogs. But it's basically butter, a good pat of butter, and then a big chunk of shredded zucchini. And you kind of saute that down for a while and then throw in your cooked spaghetti with a little bit of pasta water and just mix it all up. And it's just really, really good.
Sounds delicious. I've always said zucchini is a delivery system for butter and cheese. So
100%. Yeah.
Okay. So what about tomatoes? They are turning red, but I think we only have a little bit of time left with them. What should we be watching for as the temperatures are getting cooler?
Yeah. A lot of people struggled with their tomatoes this year. It was so hot. There were a lot of issues, but right now we're seeing a lot of green tomatoes on plants that are slow to ripen. So what I tell folks is make sure you're topping your tomato plants this time of year. I usually start about a month before our average frost date, which is around October 9th. So I like to basically look for the top of my tomato plant, like the end of the vine essentially, and snip that back. It kind of tells the tomato, like, we're not growing any more greens, we're not growing any more flowers, just focus on ripening the fruit you have. And they'll continue to ripen through these warm days. We really only get into trouble when we get close to that first frost, which is, again, like the first week of October, typically.
And then, so I actually had a bunch of tomatoes, but they're still all green. Was that, mm-hmm. and they're just now starting, was that the heat that really hindered them?
Yeah, we got hot really early. And so we had a lot of blossom drop, which basically means like when we get kind of into the 90s, the tomato blossoms will just fall off because the pollen dries out before it can get pollinated. So we didn't see a lot of pollinated tomato flowers as early as we normally do. So these ones are just coming on late. And we are just seeing, you know, with the strange temperatures we've had, there's just a weird slow to ripen situation happening now. I also pull some of my green tomatoes off just a few at a time and see if they will ripen on the counter. Sometimes that works as well.
And then that'll give more energy back to the plant. Mm-hmm. So we are speaking with Jamie Brennan, owner of Gold Feather Gardens in Boise. So it is getting cooler. Mm-hmm. What do we have to worry about with our plants freezing, and when should we protect them, and how do we watch for that?
Yeah, so a lot of folks kind of just call it this time of year. I actually just installed and planted a garden last night. So I planted all fall vegetables, all broccolis, cauliflowers, lettuces, onions, shallots, things like that yesterday. And I will continue to do that through October. And then I can keep planting lettuces through November. But once we start to get freezing temperatures, so if we're hovering around 30 degrees and we've planted fall vegetables like lettuces, your kales, onions, things like that, they can tolerate that level of temperature. It's your summer fruits, so your tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, things like that, that don't like that freezing temperature. If you want to eke out a couple more days or weeks on those, I would throw a row cover or a cold frame over your beds. Raised beds will keep your soil about 4 to 6 degrees warmer than what's in the ground. So that's something to consider too, if you're watching your plants.
Okay. And you mentioned that you can still plant stuff, and we still have time to harvest, I guess, lettuces and cauliflowers and other brassicas.
Yeah. So right now I'm kind of planning for my fall holiday meals. So I'm harvesting as many green beans as I can. And then I am planting a ton of fall lettuces and things like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower. They'll all grow right now. And depending on the weather, you might get a head of cabbage by December. Otherwise, that stuff will kind of, if it's protected with a row cover, or, you know, your garden isn't very exposed, those will overwinter if we have a mild winter, and you'll get a head of cabbage in like February or March.
Very cool. And then what about prepping for next year? What should we be doing now?
Yeah, now is an awesome time. If you didn't like something that went on in your garden this year, if you want to try raised beds, if you want to choose a different location, now is a really good time to get a new garden set up. And it's also a good time to amend your soil. I really don't like to leave my soil bare. And so I will, if I have a new garden bed, fill it to the top. Make sure, I've seen a lot of garden beds in Boise where the soil is just a few inches below the top. Get it as full as you can with soil or compost. I like to use a soil building conditioner this time of year. A lot of people use straw and hay. I typically don't. And then pop in some plants. Just go to the nursery. The plants look beautiful right now. And just fill those beds with some, you know, some lettuces and onions if you want something low maintenance. Kale and those brassica plants take a bit more tending with aphids and whatnot, but just fill that bed with plants and let the fall rain kind of do what it's going to do. It is a really great time to fill up your beds, because when we get that precipitation, your drainage just kind of is on auto, and it makes it really, really nice for spring planting.
And so it'll keep that soil structure in place as mm-hmm. we go through the winter months.
Yeah, it'll just improve it. I do a lot of garden installations in the spring, of course, but they take time, and you're battling with labor shortages and material shortages, versus doing it now is kind of a lull period. And it's just a nice time of year to be working out in the yard. And then all you have to do in the spring is plant again.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Jamie. We've been speaking with Jamie Brennan, who coaches gardeners around the Treasure Valley. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sasha.
Up next, the Tree Fort Music Fest is coming back. A look at the mini forts coming to Boise. I'm Sasha Woodrow, if you're listening to Idaho Matters.